Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Feel good this winter by getting the flu vaccine at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, three political parties, Fine Gael, Sinn Féin and the Green Party, will hold their annual think-ins today ahead of the new Dáil term commencing next Wednesday. Budget talks and strategy are on the agenda for the political parties, who will spend today fine-tuning their message for the new Dáil term. Now, joining me to discuss this is political correspondent with the Irish Mirror, Louise Byrne. Good morning to you, Louise.
Hi, Colm.
It's every party for itself, carving out, even if they're in government or not, carving out their own independent identity. Talk us through what we've been hearing this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. So three political parties going head to head for attention, I guess, this morning with their think-ins. I'm currently down at Fine Gael in Limerick, and Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has just finished a press conference there in the last couple of minutes. And what he was saying is that there is going to be a focus on the budget today. They're going to be talking about how they can help Middle Ireland. They're going to be talking about how they can look at child poverty. And we know that Taoiseach set up that child poverty unit within its own department. And then tomorrow he's going to have councillors down, and they're going to be focusing on the local and the European elections. So they're kind of really preparing for the new Dáil term. Then you have Sinn Féin there in Dublin. A bit of noise about that one, I suppose, because Mary Lou McDonald is just back. We know she was off for the summer after undergoing surgery. So her main message, as I suppose you would expect, and as we have heard over the last number of months and indeed years, is that they want Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil gone from government, and they're saying that they want power. So not really much surprise there from Sinn Féin, I would suppose. The Green Party, they are in Tramore, and they're also looking forward to the election, and they are working on their election strategy. So a lot to be covered for all us busy pollockers today.
Right. And within the last hour, Mary Lou McDonald on Morning Ireland, or within the last 2 hours, Mary Lou McDonald on Morning Ireland, saying housing, housing and housing. Sinn Féin clearly seeing that as fertile ground to do their campaigning.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that is what we have heard time and time again from Sinn Féin, and they have gone really, really strong on housing. They don't think the government is doing what it should. Now, of course, the government and Housing Minister Dara O'Brien would reject that. But I think Sinn Féin have kind of identified a real issue, and indeed an issue that probably appeals to a lot of their voter base. We know a lot of young people have moved over their support to Sinn Féin, or are saying that they are going to vote for Sinn Féin in the next election, mostly because they don't want Fine Gael or Fianna Fáil in, because they don't believe that they can solve the housing crisis. So I suppose it makes sense, really, that Mary Lou McDonald and Sinn Féin are looking at housing. And I think what will be interesting to see is, as we come up to the next general election, as we come up to the European and local elections, if they, Sinn Féin, are going to bring any more ideas forward, and what exactly those details will be. Will they be accepted by government? I mean, probably not, if we're being realistic, but I think that's pretty much the house that they're putting their bet on at the moment.
Right, but for any election, of course, we have a budget. So what have we been hearing about that? What soundings? We had Fianna Fáil talking about potential cuts to the USC, which used to be Fine Gael territory. What are we hearing from Fine Gael in terms of hints, insinuations and the like on the budget?
Yeah, a lot of talk at Leo Varadkar's press conference this morning about the budget, which I suppose is only natural when it's so close. But he was saying, obviously, last year we had that huge €4 billion one-off package of one-off measures. And what he was saying is that don't expect that to be on the scale that it was last year. And I think that was kind of been the new music for a little while now, that the government have come out and saying, well, inflation isn't as bad as it was last year. Things have gotten a little bit better. I don't think people are feeling that, but that does seem to be what the government is saying. So he said that there will be one-off measures. They haven't been decided, but don't expect it on the level that it was last year. Another thing that I think people will be really interested in is the excise duty. We've seen petrol prices go up really drastically in the last couple of weeks, it has to be said.
Yeah, up over the 180 mark. Petrol and diesel almost at parity at the moment.
Yeah, and I mean, as someone who's put €130 worth of petrol into my car this week, I've definitely felt it. And that's before we have that last reversal of the excise duty cuts at the end of the month, end of next month rather. And Taoiseach Leo Varadkar really hinting this morning that they put it up, or they cut them rather last time, that the petrol hit €2. And the government, they don't really want to put the excise duty back on for the petrol prices to hit €2 again, just to have to remove the excise duty. So, I mean, I think you can take that as a pretty strong hint that those final excise duty reversals will not take place at the end of October, but I suppose it's all to play for in the budget, really.
Right. Oh, any talk of that famous 1,000 euro that was talked that was the subject of a newspaper article by a number of junior ministers in the government, thought to cost 1.1 billion. Was it still doing the rounds at the Fine Gael think-in, or is it quietly parked at the moment before the budget?
I think quietly parked at the moment, but I mean, it is Fine Gael's raison d'etre for being in this government. If you think about it, they want tax breaks for so-called Middle Ireland, and that is something that the Taoiseach said earlier. And I think you can expect some change to the USC. We've heard that floated all week. We know that Fianna Fáil's Michael McGrath, the finance minister, has indicated that something is being looked at. The Taoiseach has said time and time again that there is a commitment in the programme for government to index those tax bands. So, I mean, if you were to guess, you could say that perhaps we will have what we had last year and we'll have a change to the tax bands, perhaps a change to tax credits and perhaps a change to the USD rates. But nothing really confirmed. But it doesn't seem to be the same push on that 1,000 euro tax break that we had in May or June when those three junior ministers wrote that piece for the Irish Independent.
And we have heard also then on the opposition benches, we've heard from Mary Lou MacDonald, who has been recovering from serious surgery for much of the summer, talking about that, and also, you know, in talking about her experience of the health service, paying tribute to staff, always in campaigning mode.
Yeah, I got a good laugh when I was driving through Limerick this morning. And, you know, Mary Lou MacDonald, she's been through a lot and she's been very open, which I think is welcome. And I think especially when it comes to women's health, a lot of people are praising her for being open about her own experience. And it's great to see her back. But she was saying when she was in the hospital, she was talking to the staff and she was talking about housing and how a lot of them are thinking about moving away because of the health of the health service. So always on the job, Mary Lou, even when she's in a hospital bed. But I mean, I think she is coming back with a new lease of life, really, and it's very much game on for Mary Lou, it would seem, both from her interview today, her interview yesterday, and indeed, I believe, from her press conference in Dublin this morning.
And what are we hearing from the Green Party? I heard Eamon Ryan out earlier being asked about why so little was being said by the Green Party on the budget. They seem to be almost an exception amongst the government parties in trying to put hard figures forward in the public domain anyway for pre-budget.
Yeah, and I don't think that's really much of a surprise. It's, to be honest, most of the kind of budget speculation or the budget negotiation seems to always happen between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. But, you know, the Greens will have their own priorities, but I suppose what they also have looming over them is this question of funding for RTE, and that is Catherine Martin, the Deputy Green Party leader's remit. So I suppose that is really hanging over them. And we heard Eamon Ryan ask this morning about whether or not he would be in favour of that household charge to replace the TV licence, and he seemed to indicate that he was. And I think that perhaps will be their focus, but they'll have their own objectives as well. I know Eamon Ryan was saying last week or the week before that he would like increased transport services, he would like lower transport fees. So you would expect something like that from them in the budget, but I imagine behind closed doors there is a lot of talk, but not really in the public.
Right, as you say, there are a couple, you know, elections next year, and who knows when a general election might come after those local and European elections. But parties basically saying that they would recognise the decision of the electorate and any decisions on government formation would be made after that. No real red lines been laid down as to who parties would or wouldn't do business with.
Yeah, perhaps with the exception of Fine Gael, who Leo Varadkar, as we know, is staunchly opposed to the idea of Fine Gael going into government with Sinn Féin. He said in the last couple of months he'd actually resigned his membership of Fine Gael, rather, if Fine Gael went in with Sinn Féin. And during his press conference there, he was really pushing that, you know, it should be Fine Gael going back into government now after the next election. It wouldn't be good for the country if Fine Gael didn't go back into government after the next election. And I think what the Taoiseach was saying is you never really know what's coming down the tracks. Do you want a party who's never been in government to be in charge of everything thereafter, or do you want what he was trying to say was the good old reliable Fine Gael? So but other than that, it seems to be everybody saying they'll talk to everybody. And I guess the real question really focuses on Micheál Martin and Fianna Fáil. Would they go into power with Sinn Féin? Micheál Martin having a dig at Sinn Féin whenever he has the opportunity, but never really saying yes or no to whether he would. But with the exception of that, it seems that everybody's leaving the door open, because I think they know the next election results, they're all but decided.
And the smaller parties who we heard out earlier in the week, Labour and the Social Democrats, where will they fit if Sinn Féin run multiple candidates, and what will their demands be if they are required to form part of the next government? That's something they're looking to argue for and trying to elbow their way into the public space to make that argument?
Well, to be honest, I really think the focus has to be on where they're going to get seats and if they're going to lose seats, because it is kind of expected that if come the next election, if Sinn Féin run multiple candidates in some constituencies, it's those smaller parties who will get gobbled up. It's the likes of probably Labour, most likely the Social Democrats as well. So they're all saying that they'll talk to anyone, but I think the attention really should be on and is on where they're going to keep seats and how they're actually going to survive. And then if they have the seats thereafter and Sinn Féin come knocking, then I think it'll probably be looked at then. But I think the focus really has to be on keeping the seats in the first place, or they won't be in government.
All right. Thanks very much, Louise Byrne. Take the speed handily on your way back from Limerick and burn a little less of that €130 you had to spend to fill up the tank. Coming up next, what exactly botulism is and how to protect yourself.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.